From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Patients at Trinidad's main hospitals are turned away as doctors stay off the job. Lawmen in Guyana shoot dead a man suspected of attacking police earlier this week. And more legal help for the Jamaican teenage Washington sniper suspect. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The new year has opened with a labor headache for the government of Trinidad and Tobago involving the country's doctors. Patients visiting the two main hospitals are being turned away as an unknown number of junior medical staff have stayed off the wards. A newly formed doctors' association is demanding that it negotiate on behalf of the doctors' new contracts, which expired at the end of December. But Health Minister Colm Imbert says the association must first be recognized by the agency that's legally established under the Industrial Relations Act. From Port of Spain, Tony Fraser reports.
Not only is the government not bowing to the pressure, but Cabinet today instructed the Minister of Health to fill all vacancies in the public health system for doctors. But it's not the first time that government has made the threat to bring in foreign doctors, including doctors from Cuba. The doctors in the past have called it an idle threat on the part of the minister. I put that to the minister today.
This is the first time the Cabinet has directed the Minister of Health to fill all vacancies.